Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. It's hard to even know where to start, but do I have comedy gold here? Thanks to a police source who sent it to me, the great man, Governor Shapiro, about the transit situation. Who does he reference as the sage of ages, giving him guidance on it? Oh, you guessed it, the son again. Remember that? The son told him, how can you be for capital punishment? And that turned him around. I'll play that in a moment, but I just saw this. We have big issues, big guests. We have Judge Dugan on the show today at 1 o'clock. The guy who can defeat Larry Krasner. Thank you, Jody Della Barbara and producers. He'll be here at 1 o'clock today. All right? Have high hopes for him. So what's Krasner doing to meet this challenge now that he's shocked? Well, he's calling Judge Dugan a liar and a Republican and Trump. And he's meeting with the phony local faith leaders to discuss what today in Philadelphia? Not the unending violence, not the breakdown of neighborhoods where these pastors are from. He's meeting with them to discuss the Trump threat to send the National Guard into American cities. So he's discussing, we're not going to let that happen here. Trump's not coming into Philadelphia. Everything is fine in Philadelphia. Yep, as predicted here, as soon as threatened, who does he go to? The ministers. And the ministers talk about no one's a criminal, no one should be in jail, and the idea that somehow or another, this is all about Trump. This election's about Trump, just as predicted. All right, so here is must listen, and thanks to the source that texted it to me. I wouldn't have seen this. Shapiro now. Jumping into the ring, things are tightening up on the issue of mass transit. And here is Governor Shapiro talking about who he goes to for wisdom. Now, we all remember, suddenly in a church, it's always with the churches in these Democrats, right? They go into the church and they have the Praetorian Guard of these ministers around them, many of whom are getting grants. And they stand up there and they hosanna to the highest. Meanwhile, carnage goes on wherever these progressives are. All right, here is Shapiro talking about the transit strike and what is 14-year-old. Now, the guy who sent it to me, might be a side question, said, if this were Jeopardy, Alex, I'll take for 500 things that never happened. Meaning, does the son ride mass transit? Here's what he said.
Had a conversation with our 14-year-old son just the other day. He's off doing something else with his family. I'm here fighting to make sure we get a state budget done that funds our mass transit. And our son Ruben asked me, what's holding everything up? And I said, you know, a big piece of what's holding it up is there are some folks who don't believe in funding our car, our buses and our trolleys.
Oh, who are they?
My 14-year-old looked up and just said, how are people supposed to get to work, Dad? He got it. He understood it. People instinctively understand that here in Philadelphia, and I would argue all across Pennsylvania, mass transit is critical to get people to work, to get students where they need to go, to give parents more time with their children.
Okay. Now, let's ask the question as the person who sent it to me, Alex, for 500, things that didn't happen. In that, is Ruben riding to school every day, mass transit? Do you think that's the case? Even when he wasn't the governor, do we think that's the case? I don't. So once again, Josh Shapiro goes into the bullpen. I'm not sure if he has two sons or not. I'm not sure if this was a capital punishment guy or not. Or this is the mass transit. Well, how are people supposed to get to work then? Well, what would the answer be? 855-839-1210. All right. Our eyes are a lot on, first of all, the inflation numbers. Henry, I sent it late. Do you have that CNN cut? Okay. Here's CNN this morning. I have to admit, given some of the stuff that we had seen out there around everything, I thought maybe inflation might be up a tick here and there. The market is reacting extremely well. Here's what CNN reported this morning as far as the big inflation report out today.
When you look at the key categories that we always look at, energy, food, and shelter, energy fell by 1.1%. That was largely driven because of gas prices falling in the month of July by 2.2%. Look at that food. I mean, this is where people spend their money, right? Food every single day. Food flat, 0%, and actually down at the grocery store by 0.1%. And then shelter, we always usually see an increase because that is what people are paying on rent, and we know that rents are rising.
All right, so there you go. CNN this morning on this. Wow. That's amazing to me to see that report, and the markets are reacting tremendously. Nice to see, too. Frequent visitor E.J. Antoni from the Heritage Foundation, a great economist, really breaks things down in an understandable way. E.J. is now going to be the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Surprisingly, because E.J. doesn't come across, he was recommended by Steve Bannon. I thought that was a bit of a strange connection there, but he's going to be the guy in that. And I wouldn't be surprised. There's going to be an opening at the IRS. Bessent's only going to do that for a while to see that going on. So we will see when EJ takes over. We're thrilled for him. He's a great guy. You've heard him so many times. And just so much on the mark. All right. So what is the Democrat counter? And I'm going to try to get Stephen Sun on, the former Capitol Police head. What is the Democrat counter to all this talk of what's going on? And I just did a Newsmax in which even the Democrat strategists agreed with me. Yeah, crime is bad in Washington. Shockingly, the one who made this point yesterday, this is Cut 5, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Here's the local ABC anchor breaking the script. I mean, this woman just during a newscast or a conversation with two guests about this, and it's an ABC affiliate. Her name is Phillips. Here's what she said about crime in D.C.
We've been talking so much about the numbers, and yeah, usually that's how you play devil's advocate, is you talk about, oh, well, stats say crime is down. However, I can tell you firsthand here in downtown D.C. where we work, right here around our bureau, just in the past 6 months, you know, there were two people shot, one person died, literally two blocks down here from the bureau. It was within the last 2 years that I actually was jumped walking just two blocks down from here. And then just this morning, one of my coworkers said her car was stolen a block away from the bureau. So we can talk about the numbers going down, but crime is happening every single day because we're all experiencing it firsthand while working and living down here.
All right. Now, that's an example of what people are afraid of in D.C. Homeless, out of control, youth gangs, numbers cooked. And it could happen anywhere. I mean, maybe not in the most protected police areas, but, you know, people wander a little bit off. You are going to be in a difficult situation. The carjacking numbers, the robbery numbers are astounding. And yet, what is the other side doing? The other side is still, well, Larry Krasner is stopping Trump from coming into Philadelphia here with the ministers. How about the criminals? Why would anybody be against this? All right, their arguments are, what about January 6th? Their arguments are, this is just political because of Epstein. We told you yesterday, even on CNN, they talk about the fact that Epstein is a nothing burger at this point. It is fading. I'm kind of surprised at that. I still don't think that's fully true, but it is not front page news. And this is the best of Trump. I said it yesterday in saying, we're not going to have the status quo here. In other words, we're not going to go with the notion that the nation's capital, the greatest country in the history of the world, should be this bad, should be so difficult, homeless, things of that nature, dirty, all those things. It ought to be the showplace. What is wrong with that? And the National Guard are not going to be the police. They're a force multiplier. They add to that. They add a deterrent effect. They're going to do other tasks. And the other police are police that are federal police. And I don't see being able to do this in other cities, but what is wrong with shaking up these blue cities where crime is out of control? Their argument, guy on Newsmax, I'll give it to the host that I was just on, said, John Daly once said, golfer John Daly, he drank 40 beers a day. So if he's down to 30 now, that's better, but... Is 30 beers a day a little bit too much? That's what the Washington's did. This is the Wire. They're going to get caught. There's going to be more looking at them now. In the Wire, what was one of the top 10 constant themes? Cooking the crime statistics. Philadelphia at one point, just as an example, I remember them doing this. It goes back 20 years at least. You had a guy in Northeast Philadelphia go up and down a block. Either he was trying to rob or he was a vandal. Who knows? Breaking car windows. He did it to 20 cars. The Philadelphia police put down one. That was one act. Yeah, try telling that to the 20 car owners. It was one act of vandalism. He smashed 20 cars. This is the type of nonsense they do to cook the books. 20 versus one is very helpful. There's all sorts of ways of spinning it and dealing with it. Scott Jennings will be on the show tomorrow. At 12:15, he talked last night on CNN about being at Union Station. He turned, I think he said he was getting Mexican food or something, and he heard a gunshot and a body drop right there. And people are like, yeah, so what? Can happen anywhere. No, not exactly true. This is an area that needs attention. Okay. Sort of in honor, it's an honor of two things. The wisdom of Josh Shapiro's son again. I'm not sure if that's a capital punishment expert. He's the transit expert. Well, how are people supposed to get to work? You think this kid's on the bus? He's on the bus coming from Avenue? No, I don't think so. I nothing against that. It's nice that he has protection, can be dropped off at school and everything else, just like Josh Shapiro. Every time this guy references the sun, though, isn't there something about that that's out of line? You know, that it's a shield. So it is National Youth Day. Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for a film that was a great kids film. Now, maybe you saw it
or
as
TV
a
TV show, right?
Or TV show, okay. Sure. A great kids or TV show or film. Maybe you saw it as a kid, or maybe you saw it as an adult, you know.
Or maybe you still watch it to this day.
Well, there are a couple that I'm going to mention that I do. I saw one down the shore.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, I know which one it is. It's a great one, actually.
Yeah, Toy Story.
Oh, fantastic.
I think it was Toy
film.
Story 4. It was great watching a film, Ro. Call Dan and let him hear the background of Toy Story.
Okay, so for Henry's sake, Dom goes sees Toy Story, which is a great movie. I think it's proper for an adult to go see. And I think he brought this up on air with me, with the intention of me attacking him for going to see a children's movie, but it ended up being an attack that he went and go see a film while down the Jersey Shore. It was a beautiful night, and instead of going out and having a wonderful night, you know, going for
a dinner, movie.
Sitting out on a deck with some drinks as the waves lap upon the shore. You go sit indoors in a movie theater on
the
boardwalk.
That's exactly right. Going down Broadway, so to speak.
So, Henry, do you go down to the movie? Is it appropriate to go see a movie when you have paid for a week at the shore?
I personally wouldn't unless it was completely raining cats and dogs.
Was it raining that night?
It was a nice night. No, it was not. It's just, you know, we mix it up. All right. The other one, of course, I'll take off. And Home Alone 2 was not bad, but Home Alone 3 is like Godfather 3, the drop-off. So I could go and watch Home Alone now. I don't know. Home Alone. Yeah, the original Home Alone. Yeah. What's yours, Dan?
I'll take off first an old one from my childhood. The best movie ever, to be honest. Still to this day. Watch it over and over again. First and second one, The Mighty Ducks and D2.
Okay, yep.
Daughter on the way. Can't wait to show her Julie the Cat Gaffney in hopes that she becomes maybe a hockey player. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. And also, Dom, a current show that we can't wait to share with our daughter as well. Because me and Maisie, we watch this sometimes on the weekend just as a way to calm down and get some cute laughter going. That being the show, I don't know if you've ever seen it, called Bluey. You ever watch Bluey?
I know of it. Yeah, yeah.
Watch Bluey?
No, I have not seen it.
It's a great show, isn't it? Every time you walk away from an episode, you're like, that made me feel really nice. So yeah, go check out Bluey if you haven't, even if you don't have a kid. It's one of those shows that it's like a 10-15 minute little cartoon, and then you walk away just feeling so nice afterwards, no matter the age.
All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two here. One live action, one animated. First one I'm going to take off, I mean, it made me fall in love with the sport of baseball. First crush being Wendy Peppercorn. It's got to be The Sandlot. I mean,
Mighty Ducks is a better movie. Yeah.
Oh, stop.
No, I don't think so.
They don't play hockey under the fireworks on 4th of July, do they?
No. Right.
No, but they win an entire tournament for the country.
They don't have a dog chasing you.
Oh, you beat Iceland. Congrats.
A dog chasing you for 3 miles, particularly with the cake going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like that.
And then the other one I'm going to take off is I guess it's kind of niche to me. Maybe some people out there will know it. It'd be Codename Kids Next Door. It's a cartoon from the early 2000s about five kids who have to protect other kids from villains such as Night Brace, who will put braces on kids.
That was one of your childhood shows?
Count Spank You Not, which would spank kids for being naughty. Mr. Boss, who wants all the kids to have jobs. Basically, all the adult stereotypes. Those were all the villains within the show, and the kids had to fight against these villains in order to keep kids from doing adult things.
Dom, you know what the side question is going to do today? I think it's going to offer our listeners a chance to finally understand how old all our callers are, because I think everyone will have...
let's try it, like
Fred Flintstone over on youtube.com/at12wphg. He suggests the Soupy Sales Show.
That's pretty dated. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be that you were a kid seeing it, but you could be an observer and say, yeah, that's a great kids film, even if you watch it as an adult.
Yeah.
You don't have to go back to, you know, the beginning of your life to say, oh, that was hot at that point. All right. Think more contemporary ones, maybe. All right. And make your case. And this is in honor of Josh Shapiro again. Let me play just one more time and we'll start to take some calls. Here's Shapiro now, the thorny issue of the transit strike. Now, what Ruben, the 14-year-old whiz at philosophy and capital punishment, should know is there are people that get it, Ruben and Josh, and they want to fund within reason, but they want oversight over SEPTA. Why is that so hard to understand? Why would you want oversight? You just put people on buses and subways, and everybody's happy. Here's what Shapiro said.
Had a conversation with our 14-year-old son, just the other day. He's off doing something else with his family. I'm here fighting to make sure we get a state budget done that funds our mass transit. And our son Ruben asked me, what's holding everything up? And I said, you know, a big piece of what's holding it up is there are some folks who don't believe in funding our car, our buses and our trolleys and our trains and our subways. My 14-year-old looked up and just said, well, how are people supposed to get to work, Dad? He got it. He understood it. People instinctively understand that here in Philadelphia, and I would argue all across Pennsylvania.
All right. The master.
To get people to work, to
coming up,
work.
Is Stacey Garrity going to be in? YouTube.com/1210WPHT. We'll play you a video of Garrity talking about Shapiro and what some people think is another tell. Martina White basically kind of said it yesterday that she is going to be in. Thank God. That's coming up in your calls at 855-839-1210. Look, I'm not picking on the son. I'm picking on Shapiro. How many times can this guy get away with doing this? You know, does anybody in the media ever break down and say, what the hell are you talking about? There's a real debate here about funding SEPTA and having oversight over SEPTA. There's a real debate about how much money they waste. Always, they try to make these people in the other parts of the state lesser. Don't they understand the economy and all the smart people like Josh Shapiro and his son are here in Philadelphia? You rubes over there, you're going to pay whatever we say for SEPTA. You don't get it. We need to get to work. All right, 855-839.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
12-10. All right, that's the side question today. All-time TV show or film that you think is a great kids film, maybe adults too, maybe as an adult observing it, you think it's great for you and the kid, and try to be a bit contemporary with it. This coming off National Youth Day, and also this Josh Shapiro stuff. Now, here's a counter to Josh Shapiro. Here is Stacey Garrity, and to me, if this isn't definitive that she's running, I don't know that this is cut 20, YouTube.com/1210WPHT. which he announced before Labor Day. I don't see why not, but then again, yeah, we got to be after Labor Day, and then people are paying attention. I think every day is precious to run against this guy. You got to run against his sons, too. Here is Stacey Garrity. This is a tell. I would say 99% plus that she's running.
Every corner of Pennsylvania, families are hurting. Since Josh Shapiro became governor, our economy has tumbled. Today, Pennsylvania has the fifth highest taxes in the country. Utility prices skyrocketing.
Great voiceover.
And the highest grocery price increases in America. A new study has exposed that under Shapiro, Pennsylvania now ranks as one of the worst states in the nation. And it's about to get even worse. Shapiro's state budget isn't just late for the third straight year. It's bloated with waste and will likely mean another tax increase. Yet, where's Shapiro? Instead of Pennsylvania, Shapiro's been spending his time in other states, raising money from the most radical liberals to bankroll his campaign for president. According to newly released documents, Shapiro spent $18,000 on hotel rooms in California alone. Shapiro has also been traveling out of state to appear on the most liberal talk shows, including The View and The Daily Show and Colbert, to talk about his role as president. The bottom line, Shapiro's a career politician who's always been running for a different job than the one he has. And Pennsylvania's families have paid a heavy price. But this isn't where this story ends.
All right.
What a tease.
Yeah, so is Stacey Garrity running? I would say yes. I can't figure out exactly the timing. We're relatively close to Labor Day. Maybe after that, Martina White yesterday. I'm just saying, thank God, Judge Dugan is in and Doug Mastriano is not going to be in anywhere near this. I feel better about the midterms. That's right. With all this redistricting Doug by losing would kill us. I still think he's going to run. Now, hopefully Trump will tell him, simmer now, we got the candidate. That's it, so that we don't have a big primary here. And we can get ready to take on Josh Shapiro and not only stop him here, but stop him as presidential candidate. All right, one more on Washington, then we'll start to take calls. This is cut 16, and he has hair in this one. I think it's 1992. This is Joe Biden, then Senator Biden, talking about when he's coming home in Washington, remember, 1992, so 33 years ago, what does the smart man do that his staff told him to do to avoid gangs?
Driving home, my staff, who lives here in the Hill, reminded me, don't stop at a stoplight until I'm out of town. If I see a red light late at night, since there's very little traffic, slow up at the other block so I never come to a full stop except in the middle of the block. Because carjackings, stopping at a light, people standing at a corner, walking up with a gun.
All right, there's your tip of the day from Joe Biden. And it wasn't the current version. It was the Biden of 1992, also not so bright. His tips on how to get around in Washington. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom, that was a great little segment. Joe Biden, the profiler in chief. I love it.
Stopping in the middle of the block. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. They could recognize danger, but we can't. Great. I love it. It's just amazing. And that's I think that was before the days of the Internet that really where it can come back and bite you. So God knows what.
Absolutely.
Else
he's the guy. Then, and this came up during the election cycle. Who came up with the strongest laws that put the most people in jail around drugs. And yet, he wants to attack Republicans on it. He's the guy.
Yeah, right? Do as I say.
Yeah.
Not as I do. Dom, my side answer, and I think it just hit the heart over, you know, and going back some time, of every pet and animal lover. And in the words of Bill Murray, who didn't cry when old Yeller got shot.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a tough kid show.
Old Yeller gets shot?
Yeah. I don't know. Do kids, was that a kid's film, though, or would adults watch it? Would they let kids watch it?
No, that was definitely a kid's film, and you fell in love with
But what was the statement? Like, I feel like every kid's movie has like a goal. Is it to like be careful what you like now? Like,
yeah, what's the
love what you have while you have
the shooting of Old Yeller? Do you think
take care of your pets?
Okay,
you know it was you know he got singled. It was animal abuse in a way, and it really broke your heart.
Okay, all right, Joe. Thank you very much. I'm not going to say anything about Christy Noem there. And decisions that are made. I still can't get over that, because when I saw her in the spin room and see her in various things, she really can hold her own, looks great, the whole thing. And yet, you know, writing the book about that has really made it difficult for her. All right, that's the side question today. Jump in at 855-839-1210. In addition to that, Judge Dugan here at 1 o'clock today. The numbers on inflation are incredibly good, which really matters here. We were expecting something, you know, decent maybe. And I played you, you know, what's going to be taken over the next 48 hours. I can't tell if they're going to reach a settlement. We're going to have a SEPTA cut down and all the rest of it. All that I know is Josh Shapiro is going to have a real contest, I believe, against Stacey Garrity. 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a moment, though, about Rescue Natural Supplements. The biggest thank you of the year is their customer appreciation sale. It's on now, and it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you. Right now, stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will ship for free. Just use that code VIP50 at checkout. So whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, joint health, this is your chance to feel your best for less. Place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, use that code VIP50 to receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more of their natural supplements. Use that code VIP50 at res-q.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, time to your Danner Show. You got to decide for today. By the way, I mean, just all out for Mulligans this Friday. Bring your electric bill. Don't forget to do that if you're a Jersey resident. We're going to feature them on the air. Sadly, the lie detector guy will not be there this Friday, but he's coming on August 29th. Yep, the lie detector guy. So I don't know if it'll be Henry and Dan under the gun on some of the statements they made over the course of time. We'll put some of the regulars on there. I don't know what politicians will be there, and we'll make them go under it. I'll probably go under it, too. What the heck? Pat Malloy will be the officer in charge. We might reenact a dragnet with it. So you get, you know, these Mulligans things. We just come up with stuff. I told Johnny we need a lot of oysters there for this Mike Testa, the Senator Testa. The guy, he'll be there. He's trying to change the name of Delaware Bay to the Bay of New Jersey. And he said New Jersey's got the best oyster industry. He keeps on saying that a lot.
It does.
So I may have an oyster there. Oh, God.
But
what a job.
You need an oyster from a bad oyster place to compare it to.
No, that's I'm not eating
You're not doing
oysters.
A bad oyster?
No.
No?
I'm already figuring Pepto-Bismol alongside.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with bad seafood either.
No. And I don't know if Mike Testa
would be, no fun.
Will he be throwing down oysters there? So we got that going on.
You don't want a Legionnaire's disease?
Oh, God.
No?
All right.
No,
so maybe slow on the oysters.
Flu-like symptoms.
Henry, as a producer, you're the designated taster. You can taste it.
Oh.
Give me about 20 minutes. If you're okay, then I'll have a little.
Yeah. No, I'm more than down for that.
From experience, it takes a little bit longer.
Search a small
than
print
minutes,
of your
yeah.
contract. It's in there. All right. I've
First topic on the lie detector.
Yes.
Does Dom actually believe he can throw a football 40 yards?
Yes, I do. And I'm still working.
I don't know if you do.
I know I threw it 40 yards in the past. You know, I don't know what happened. I mean, it looked like a missile in the air. And Luke, who is brutally honest, said, yeah, he thought it was 40
yards. That's what happens when you throw a Nerf Vortex ball.
No, it was not. It was a smaller football, but it was a lot of stick I'm involved with this. But I have the Bridgestone ball. I'm going to bring it with me on Friday.
Yeah.
Jaws is unavailable this time, but hopefully we'll get him. All right. I've been trying to get this resolved, and I can't say this guy is here illegally until I know officially that's the case. But several of you have been hitting. Are you going to talk about this? Yeah. Our buddy Steve Keeley is the first one to put it up on Twitter. Listen to this maniac, whether he's here legally or not. 33-year-old man was charged in Chester County with first-degree murder and numerous related offenses for a series of crime that included the stabbing death of a man during an attempted carjacking in front of the man's house. Javier Rivera, and this is in, Kenneth Square, where there's a deal with Kenneth Square. Hey, big mushroom industry, let people do what they want. If they need people here illegally, who are we to say anything? He's being held without bail. He was arrested early Monday at his home in Kenneth Square with one of the stolen vehicles parked out front. On Sunday night, Rivera attempted, allegedly, since he's not convicted yet, to steal a BMW SUV from the driveway of a home on Crestline Drive in Kenneth Square. A man confronted him. He's accused of fatally stabbing that man, then fleeing. So picture this. He runs a little bit. An officer was responding to the crime scene, found an abandoned red Chevrolet SUV registered to Rivera on the 400 block of North Union Drive. So he flees from that car. A woman on North Union Street said a man matching Rivera's SUV then walked away. In the area of North Union Street and Route 1, a Pennsylvania State Tags gray Honda Accord was taken. The owner said he was struck by a burgundy vehicle that had been stolen minutes before. So imagine this. He's got the second or third vehicle. It's hard to figure. He crashes into another car and then steals that car. He stole the woman's car, the complaint said. Police then responded to a report of a burglary on South New Street in Westchester. They were told it matched Revere's description. So far, we've gone through a stabbing to death over one car, abandoning another car that was stolen, crashing a car into that, and then stealing that car, and now a burglary. Police found Rivera at his home wearing the same clothing that was in the complaint. His shoes and shirt were allegedly stained with the blood. My goodness, Chester County again. And you know, the commissioners out there, they're weak on all kinds of crime. We've seen that, but particularly illegal immigration. So I wish the media, is it a major point? You know what they would say, the local media? Well, why do we have to know if he's here illegally? Why do you think we have to know that? It's one of the raging issues in the country. That's why. We're just going to give you the criminal background here. So I can't say definitively that he's here illegally. Once I see the police report or I see ICE or I see something happen here, then I'm going to say it as quickly as I can. So he's charged with first degree murder, numerous related offenses. This is just one guy. And if he is here illegally, you know what this is about? He can do whatever the hell he wants because he's gotten away with it up until now. What do you think this guy's doing all day long? Who stabs a guy to death allegedly in a carjacking, takes all these other cars, is crashing them, abandoning them, and then decides to rob another house? How many crimes do you think this guy commits in a year? That's one night's work. I mean, that is, I haven't seen the full police blotter, but it sounds like almost double figures, probably, of things he'll be charged with. Again, what are the odds he's here illegally? I'd say they're very high. And it exposes the whole Kenneth Square scene there with mushroom farms and the argument, we need people here illegally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My goodness, just a one-man crime spree. Probably the worst. After all that, don't you think you'd be afraid? You've been seen, you've murdered someone, allegedly. You're going to rob a house in the middle of that? That's what you're going to do after all these things? All right, we'll continue to follow this. And again, all kinds of people listen to the show. If you have information, if you know how I can ascertain, I got to be sure that this guy is here illegally. All right, before we're going to say that, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the all-time kid show also. Coming up, we have Judge Dugan, the man of the hour. I told you, how is Krasner countering this? Well, he's meeting with the ministers today. They're going to take on Trump. They're going to tell Trump, Krasner, and the ministers are not going to let him come to Philadelphia to do what he's doing in Washington. Here we go with the Trump stuff already. All right. It's endless. We got to Northeast Philadelphia particularly. Now, usually we don't take calls with the guests, but if you want to cheer Judge Dugan on, we can do that. We got to rouse South Philly, Northeast Philly. Thanks to Jody Delabarba for hooking us up. By the way, Bob Brady, I get it. He's got to do this. But come on, Bob. Putting out a missive to all ward leaders that Judge Dugan is a liar. He's disgraceful. Come on, Bob. Come on. This is just politics here. You know it. Are you a little bit afraid? Now, we know you hate Larry Krasner. That's good. I realize, though, as chairman, you got to do what you got to do. All right. 855-839-1210. Grab a line here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Don Giordano's show. So a new poll out that says, I think, what we've been saying about the American Eagle ad. And it's not political. It's not CNN. It's not Fox. It's one of those economists YouGov poll. It came out August 9th to 11th. So people had a good time to sit about and see this. And they asked a simple question. Was the ad more offensive or was it more clever? Clever or offensive? And here's what the survey found. 39% found the ad to be more clever. 12% found it to be offensive. 40% said neither, and 8% were unsure. So what's the takeaway? Well, the takeaway is that hardly did any of this Nazi stuff in any way, shape, or form make any kind of impact here that people picked up on. So it's just the New York Times and a few on CNN, MSNBC types trying to mine that narrative. But clearly, 39% found it clever, 12% offensive. All right? That's not a big number here. All I can say is keep them coming. What a boon for talk radio. The mileage out of this ad, the stuff that came off it, is just unbelievable. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get a line. I'm tempted to play here. I'll wait, though. Helen Mirren, somehow or another, saying tomatoes are bisexual. We'll have to get to that. I love Helen Mirren.
What's wrong with that?
How are they bisexual? How are we looking at the sexuality of tomatoes?
Well, you don't look at your produce and wonder what way they swing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they're not animal. I don't know about sexuality
of the
tomato.
You better watch out.
Well, yeah. But the tomato, first of all.
Oh, and the pineapple.
It's a fruit, right? It's not a vegetable.
I think that's more where she's going with this, too.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, it's bi as in it's both.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. She's trying to work a trans thing in here, I guess. Here's Helen Mirren, youtube.com/1210WPHT. She's on a late night show, I think, right? Henry, who's she on with?
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
And Pierce Brosnan's there, too.
Okay. Noted. Defective. The lesser Bond.
No!
Pierce Brosnan.
The
horrible Bond.
Gold.
Not the Golds, no. We know who Sean Connery is. All right, here's Helen Mirren.
It's not even the right one.
If you have a tomato at home, go to the refrigerator right now and take a look.
One tomato?
From the only one.
The only one.
Yeah, I have ingredients here for...
Incidentally, I just want to give you a tip about growing tomatoes.
Thank you.
You know the little flower?
Yes.
Well, a good way to get a tomato out of a flower is you have to tremble the flower like this. You have to go like this with the flower. Did you know that?
Stop doing that. What's happening?
It's legitimate.
I'm not doing that at all. My tomatoes.
You've got
killing it is one thing. Doing that is something else.
A tomato is a bisexual thing.
There we go.
Well, it is.
You've entered into this now, Jimmy. Take it away.
I looked it up recently because I had a problem with my tomatoes.
Oh,
so it's bisexual.
That?
So you have to go around to each tomato, each flower, and go like this.
Yes, I got you. I understand. Yes, I understand. Each one. Oh, what? All right.
But anyway,
I'm going to do that.
Well,
I need help.
Your lovely tomato. Can I smell it?
Yes, of course. It's the freshest.
Yes.
Smell nice.
Has it got a good bouquet?
All right, I got enough. Yeah, I milked that enough. Where else are you going to learn Helen Mirren talking about bisexual tomatoes?
I'm offended the way she says tomato.
Okay.
It's the accent.
Yeah, I like the accent, except on a golf
channel. Say tomato,
channel.
Though.
The British accent can be overdone. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Any tomatoes around you at this point, Robert?
Oh, wow. Nobody screened me today, Don.
That was my fault. I apologize, Robert.
I could be a complete wild card.
Try that. That'll be fun. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that to Dan. I'm looking at these improvised crime statistics that they put out as soon as Trump mentions, federalizing D.C. And I'm laughing to myself because these blue cities have been declining to report their crime statistics to the FBI for 3 or 4 years now. Now, all of a sudden, a day and a half after Trump makes his announcements, look, crime's down 30%. And I'm thinking, if that was the case, you guys would have put that out a long time ago. It's amazing the lengths that these people will go to lie to stop what needs to be done. I thought that I was past being surprised or shocked a long time ago, but they keep doing it to me, Dom. I mean,
that is true. And Robert, here's the prediction, what's going to happen here. There are allegations of cooking the books, like in The Wire, that are going on. They're investigating someone. Now all the scrutiny of the world will be on that, and I predict they were cooking the books.
And the D.C. chief was just reprimanded or brought up on some kind of charges for cooking the books.
And the D.C. chief, her former position, was the head of DEI there. So that's all that's standing you between that and roping gangs. They got the DEI person out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not worried about him doing this to other cities because D.C. is in his domain. He can do that in D.C., but he would need permission to do that in any other city.
I give him permission to come to Philadelphia. I'm giving permission right now. He's got it. I'll give him the key to the city.
Yes.
He was just telling Steve Miller, I got to call Dom and see what's up in Philadelphia. That's good
and
to hear you say that,
Steve,
Dom.
Were you walking along that day with a nice suit on? Did you see my producer, a tall guy, say it's not you? I know it was Stephen Miller. I could have caged him right there.
Anyway, I'll get right to my side question. For me, it was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory because you had kids who could have any candy that they want, but there was still a morality playing there about excess and sloth. And I thought that it was a very fun movie, and I think that the original was better than that knuckleheaded show that Johnny Depp did a couple years ago. I think that Gene Wilder was the man for Willy Wonka.
Gotcha.
You guys have a great day, all
right? Thank you, Robert. That's a good call. That's good. That's what we're looking for, a kid's film that had some impact, the fun of it. Old Yeller was kind of brutal. I mean, I still have to go back and see why they did that with Old Yeller. Joe defending on that. Judge Dugan is next, the man of the hour, one of the first interviews to take on Larry Krasner next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.